us, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time, and I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I'm the biggest Friends fan.
Yes, and so we are on the 167th episode, the one with the vows. It's season 7, episode 21, and it premiered May 3rd, 2001, with 15.65 million viewers, which means we have 69 episodes left until we completed an entire review of each episode of Friends with Friends.
Oh my gosh.
All 236 episodes. That still seems like so far away.
I know, but it's like this is 167th episode. We have 167 podcasts. Like, it's so strange to me. Like, there's 167 episodes of our podcast too. It's weird. It's like, that's a lot of material. That's a lot of our voices. Sorry, guys.
So what happened in this episode, Jackie?
This is actually a clip show. So this is kind of retrospective. So Chandler and Monica have to write their wedding vows. So the show takes a look back on their relationship. And that's it.
So this is the third clip show out of six that there are. So we saw the one with the invitation, the one with mac and cheese. This is the one with the vows. The next one is in season 8, Joey's interview, the one with Christmas in Tulsa, season 9, and the one where Chandler gets caught in season 10.
Yes.
So I don't like these clip shows, and I think I've said it before. I just feel like it's kind of boring, but also it was nice to reminisce on like the important milestones of Chandler and Monica's relationship. And this is also a good episode to watch for those people who, have never seen Friends but hear about Chandler and Monica's relationship. This is a good clip show to watch without watching the entire thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They can get like a recap of the relationship. So what's interesting is, okay, so this, it's 4 weeks until the wedding. So then they reflect on the relationship and it lays out the timeline of everything. And so early on, and we've spoke to this about, you know, to Adam, the writer, and he said, you know, there was little hints of Chandler and Monica getting together in early on, but they didn't want to make that a main plot point with a couple because it was all about Ross and Rachel early on. So it's cool to see how they did that. And so that's what I like about this clip show. Other clip shows, I'm like, whatevs. And I don't mind it. But it's like, it's, you know, them, okay, go back to when you guys first met and they met at Thanksgiving. And then, okay, go back to when he had a pee on her, you know, when she got stung on the beach. And go back to, you know, Chandler learning some erogenous zones from Monica, you know, when he was with Kathy. And then so they, it looks back at their time together. And then it looks back, you know, over other things like that hospital conversation. That's that hospital conversation when they're waiting for Ross's kid to be born. Okay, if we're 40, why don't me and you have a baby? That's blatantly being like, okay, something's going to happen here. And that was the first time when I was like, oh, maybe they're doing something here.
I didn't think that. I mean,
no,
no, I think
I thought so.
Yeah, I think I was just oblivious to the whole thing.
Yeah, because you didn't know how it was going to end up.
Yeah.
But okay, so as a first timer, now that you've seen this clip show and seen how they, you know, had these hints the whole way, now you're open to it. You know, like that, oh, that's what they were doing then. Does it change your perspective about those first seasons?
Not really, to be honest with you. No, I mean, it just, like you said, like Adam said, there was hints, which, well, I guess you're right, because there were hints here and there. And I remember seeing like different things and I was like, oh, are they going to get together? But I think I was just so hooked on Ross and Rachel that I didn't really care.
I think that's the whole point of like the series in the beginning. It's like, that's what they knew the audience was into is Ross and Rachel. So that's why they didn't go forward with this until the London episode, you know, but it was just like, and then it was, you know, the turkey head and then, you know, Chandler asking Monica to unpack here after Vegas, and then it's engagement, and then, you know, it's like the friends reflect on, you know, how they all found out. But like, I think it is like interesting to think about your perspective with this show in the series. You're so hooked on Ross and Rachel until this happens, and it's good. I'm glad they did this in the second half, you know, but yeah, I think that it does blatantly just lay out how they've been tricking us this whole time.
That's true. But I really like how the relationship played out between Chandler and Monica.
Me too.
And I also like how, like, Yeah, so it was a clip show, but they did focus on two different things. They focused on Chandler and Monica's relationship, but they also focused on the friends finding out.
Yes, and I loved the one where they all find, or the one with, I don't know that we know, they don't know that we know that, they know that we know that they know, you know, like,
yeah.
I loved that scene and I didn't mind seeing that. I also loved the proposal. Like, I cried again watching the proposal.
Yeah. So the clips, like the ones aside that you, from the ones that you mentioned regarding Chandler and Monica, were the turkey head and the one where he tells her he loves her and then the proposal. So those mm-hmm. were pretty much the clips when it was referring, well, this whole episode refers to Chandler and Monica, but when it was just like them two, like
yeah.
kind of just thinking. Yeah. And there was a whole bunch of other clips that were played when the friends started reminiscing about mm-hmm. Mahler's relationship. So let's mm-hmm. take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, we're back. So let's talk about how the friends reminisced about Chandler and Monica's relationship. So earlier we talked about all the different details about Chandler and Monica's relationship. Mm-hmm. But the friends also played an important role in this because it was a whole debacle. They hit it.
It started out
with the bathtub scene where Monica hides. And yes, Joey walks in and he says, "I'm getting chicken. Do you want anything?"
Yeah.
And then Monica ends up wanting chicken. So that whole
she
thing
hides
happens.
In the bathtub. Yeah. And then it goes to Joey finding out in the room. Remember when Joey found out, it was like when they went on to get a hotel together and she left her mascara curler, her eye curler. And yeah. then that's when Joey's like, "What? You and you?" And then they rush into Monica's room.
Yeah.
And so that's when that. And then it's the best one. No. And then it's Rachel on the phone and figuring out that Chandler's nickname is Big something.
Yeah.
And then
they're doing
it's
laundry.
The one with Phoebe. Yeah. Then it's the one with Phoebe. That's my favorite.
Yeah. So we see how Joey finds out, and then we see how Rachel finds out. Then it's Phoebe, and they show that whole entire scene.
The whole entire scene.
Out. So yeah. She's looking through the window, and then she says, "Chandler, Monica, my eyes."
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny, but I liked that they showed that whole scene because it was just all
it's
other
iconic.
Scenes were just little clippets, but this one was such a prominent episode in the series that they left the whole thing like playing.
Yeah, so prominent that they reread this scene at a table read for the reunion this year.
Yes, exactly. So they played that out and they were hiding it from Ross. And then the friends, they played the whole storyline of they don't know that we know that they know or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they showed all the prominent scenes of the friends trying to trick Chandler and Monica and how Phoebe and Chandler try to seduce each other and dance with each other.
Yeah, it is sweet. And then you see Ross, you know, finding out when he gets that apartment and then he's with his colleague from work. And then, you see Ross finding out that way. And then it goes back to them. And then it goes back to Chandler and Monica walking back into Central Perk saying, oh, they finished their vows. And then, you know, Chandler gives his vows to Ross and Joey. And then Monica gives her vows to Phoebe and Rachel, and they're like, oh, it's so nice. And then Joey and Ross are like cracking up over there. So Monica's like, what vows are you doing? You know, like, what? So, okay. So as a married woman, because you get your perspective, did you write your own vows or did you just keep it with the church ones?
No, we just kept it with the church one.
Yeah. Okay. See, when you were meeting with the priest before your wedding, do they allow you to be able to say your own vows or no?
Yeah.
They they do. They ask you like, would you like to say your own vows?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
You didn't even say any different vows in the back or anything. You just like,
we wrote each other letters.
Oh, yeah, oh, sweet Vanessa.
Yeah, so we wrote each other letters, and I was freaking out because I thought I had lost it, and I was panicking for a few days, and the letter was actually found in a box somewhere, so I have it now in my nightstand.
Oh, yeah. Do you read it sometimes when you're mad at him?
No, I actually read it recently, and not because I was mad at him.
Oh, just because?
Yeah, just because.
Or you know what you guys should do? You should read that letter on your anniversaries. Out loud to each other. Oh, that's romantic.
For our anniversary, we go back to the bakery who made our cake, and we get an anniversary cake with the flavors of that we had for our wedding.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. That's cute. My dad wrote letters to my mom because my mom lived in Mexico, and my dad wrote letters to her, and they still have it. And he still has it in a box. And like, there are several times when I like, when, you know, showing our nieces or nephew, like, oh, look, these are letters from 1979, you know, 1982. Like, well, no, they're married by then, but you know, like cute little letters for a whole year. And so it's nice for you to have that. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin who recently got married, they did write their own vows, so that was sweet.
Yeah,
They actually ended up writing a lot of similarities into like their vows, like different things. So it was funny how it just like clicked.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's cute. It is a lot of pressure. So will we hear these vows in the wedding? I know if we do, but you'll find out in like three episodes.
Are the vows still like a big deal, like on the wedding day?
Not really. No, not really. Not really. Some other stuff happens. There's a lot that happens in the last. So the next episode, but the following two are they're part one, part two. They're all during the wedding. And so there's a lot of stuff that happens. So I'm very excited for you to get to that.
Yeah. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Chandler and Monica make a trip to Las Vegas to meet Chandler's dad.
Yes, if so we like- finally get like parents into this, you know, it's like in part of the planning. It's all, you know, we see Judy and Jack all the time. Now what's going on with Chandler's? And so you'll see it in the next episode.
So if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. See ya.
Bye.